Welcome, everyone, to the WBAI Local Station Board's Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WBAI LSB Treasurer, and because of that, I am the chair of this Local Finance Committee. And the first thing we're going to do officially right here, right now, to establish things is I'm going to do a fast attendance. And some of you have done this already, but we should do it officially right now. Please answer up when you hear your name, Jack DePalma.
Yes, sir.
William Heerwagon.
Present.
Noel Jameson.
Here.
Pat Logan.
Here.
R. Paul Martin, here. Matt Mazza. Marilyn McIntyre.
Present.
Okay. Bertold Reimers. Serene Roberts, James Sagerton. Okay, are you muted, James? Was here, now isn't. Jeffrey Stern, Neil Voss,
here.
Michael D.D. White,
here.
Okay, well, that's eight. And we had somebody here before, and I think he's probably going to pop back in pretty soon. And so the first thing we're required to do is get the agenda going. So I move that we adopt the following agenda.
That's all.
Okay. Who was that checking in there?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, Bertold. Who's this? Bertold.
Bertold.
Okay. Bertold is here. All right. Okay, I move that we adopt the following agenda. 1, call to order 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, announcement from the chair, 3 minutes. 4, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 5, excused absences, 5 minutes. 6, treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 7, general manager's report on WBAI's finances, 20 minutes. 8, general manager presents draft FY22 budget, 30 minutes. 9, questions on FY22 budget, 30 minutes. 10, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 11, new business, 12, adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, that is the draft agenda. And is there any debate or are there any amendments to the agenda as read? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote on this? Hearing no objection to that, is there any objection to approving the agenda as read? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay. Next is the... announcement from the chair. Okay. All right, I've already written about this to the committee and on the mailing list, but I think I need to say it at the meeting. At the August 18th, 2021 Local Finance Committee meeting, we did a roll call vote on a motion about SCA payments. At the conclusion of that roll call vote, I read the vote totals as calculated by a table where I entered the votes. That calculation showed a vote of 5-4, 4 against, and 3 abstentions. So I announced that the motion had passed at the meeting. In preparing the treasurer's report in September, I looked at my notes from the meeting, including the roll call vote, and found that the counting formula I used to rapidly tally the votes in real time was not counting the first line in the table, which means that the first person voting did not have his vote counted. In fact, the vote on the motion was 5-4, 5 against, and 3 abstentions, which means that the motion did not get an affirmative vote by a majority of those present in voting and therefore had failed. I have corrected the problem with the counting formula and nothing like this should happen again. I'm sorry about this mistake. Okay, so there is that particular part of the agenda. And the next thing is identify timekeeper. Oh, damn it. Identify timekeeper. Let me see if I can get this to not disappear. Copy, don't cut. Okay. Okay. Who wants to be timekeeper? Anybody?
Maybe I should do it for you, Paul.
Is that Jack DePalma?
If you like, I'll go get my timer. I have to get the timer.
Okay. All right, Jack DePalma will
do
it.
I'll make audible time signatures, too. That's something somebody explained to me about when you're on a phone. And, yeah, okay, I'm good. You'll hear it.
Okay. Is there any objection to Jack DePalma being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Jack DePalma is the timekeeper.
Please tell me how much time for each year. Thank you.
All right. Next, we're coming up to excused absences, which is 5 minutes, but we're not going to take that long because we don't have any excused absences. I didn't see any. I'll look again right this very moment. And I don't see any. And. Let's see. Okay. Spam and stuff. And, oh, and Berthold, you've just sent us something, I see. Okay. We'll have to get to that. All right. So there are no excused absences, so we're going to move on from that. And the next item here is the treasurer's report, which I will be giving momentarily here.
William, point of information.
Before I even start? Yeah, what is it, William?
I don't understand why you don't understand parliamentary procedure having been around here so long. Of course I can have a point of information at any time.
Well, if you want to get technical, it's called request for information because point of information was deprecated 2 Roberts ago. But what is your question?
2 Roberts ago. Wow.
Yeah.
That's what? What is that, the 11th edition or what?
No, it was, in the 11th it was gone.
So now it's 13. Okay.
No, it's 12 now.
The item that you miscalculated and is now opposite, are you going to report on that again? Or if not, tell me what that was.
The announcement I made at the top.
Yes.
Okay, I did that.
Yeah, but what is the item? You talked about an item, and I must have missed it.
Weren't you listening? Okay. It's about the... motion count for the previous meeting.
You misreported the results of a vote.
At the meeting. Anyway,
a vote on something or just?
Oh God! You know what? We're in the treasurer's report, and you're out of order. So let me just do the treasurer's report, okay?
No! You're not.
Yeah! Come on here, Wagon. You didn't pay attention, and you're not going to hold up the whole goddamn meeting so you can mess around here. Now, let me do this.
No, I am. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Mario, I got a request for information.
Oh. Okay, no. I have the floor. Nobody else has the floor, and I'll start muting people who start, trying to just talk over me or something.
How much time do you have for the Treasurer's report, Paul?
Okay. Here we go. Treasurer's report. We're starting
time,
now.
Order,
all right, here we go.
Paul, how much time?
How much time for this one is 15 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So, all right.
Order.
NFC has not adopted a timeline for the FY22 budgets. They'll all come in late again, obviously. And I'll point out that 1 week from tomorrow, Pacifica starts FY22. The NFC has been spending a lot of time on KPFK, so that's where most of its energy is going. There's not much else to report about it. And KPFK is having a lot of financial problems and has been without a general manager for quite some time. KPFK was running a deficit of about $600,000 at the end of July. The NFC has been tasked with creating an FY21 budget for KPFK. Now, KPFK has just gotten a new general manager, and he's facing a lot of financial problems all at once, so people are very concerned about this stuff. The KPFK business manager has told the NFC that their headcount was down to 23 FTEs. At last night's NFC meeting, we were told that KPFK had about $6,000 in cash in bank, and their September 30th payroll will be about $48,000. Other stations are doing badly as well. So WBAI may experience difficulty in getting short-term loans from other stations to cover WBAI's deficits. And from what the WBAI general manager said at a staff meeting last night, WBAI had to scramble to make the September 15th payroll. If in the next few weeks or month, KPFK and WBAI are both simultaneously short of payroll, there exists the possibility that there might not be enough spare money in Pacifica to fully fund both payroll shortfalls. What happens then could cause problems. One of the motions the NFC passed last night recommended that the PNB tell KPFK management to, quote, conduct immediate emergency fundraising, unquote. And if things, go not well here, that could happen at BAI too. The interim CFO said that WBAI is in arrears on its health benefits. She said that the total outstanding owed to the national office was about $610,000, which she agreed is not sustainable. All of the Pacifica stations have been declining financially for years, and WBAI had been obviously in bad shape for decades, but now the hidden problems at other stations are starting to show up. At other stations, it looked like things were okay, but golly, and then suddenly they didn't have money to do things, and more information came out, and they had problems that had been, in one way or another, hidden. Whether intentionally or not, it hadn't been known. But they're there now, and I personally don't know if we're going to see more of that happening around the network. Anyway, we'll be going over to General Manager's draft FY22 budget tonight. And the next regular National Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, September 28th, 2021 at 8:30 p.m., and it will be by teleconference. Okay, so any questions or anything on the Treasurer's Report?
Yeah, you got 12 minutes.
Okay, all right, thank you. Anybody have any questions or anything on the Treasurer's Report? None? Okay.
Noel Jameson here. I have a question.
Okay. What was this?
Commentary.
Okay. Noel, I hear somebody, Jameson. But it's indistinct. Please say again.
Noel Jameson regarding the treasury.
No, okay. No, go ahead. Yes. What's your question or whatever?
If I'm not mistaken, it sounds like you're saying that this is not sustainable, the model, in its entirety for all the stations, if the national office and two of the major stations are operating at a deficit. Am I mistaken, or is there something else that is going to save the day yet?
What the interim CFO was specifically referring to was the fact that the national office is $610,000 in the red. And, of course, the national office does a whole bunch of things for Pacifica, stuff that sometimes the stations don't even see and some people don't even know happens. You know, there are insurance things to be dealt with. Stuff has to be kept track of in terms of the health payments for all the stations must be made. There are pension payments, all that kind of stuff. And they are...
back in a second.
Okay, I'm hearing other people talking.
Can I say that I'm here at the meeting? I'm sorry.
Okay, whoever this is, please, I'm answering a question. Please wait until I'm done answering the question to say something.
Okay.
All right. And so that's what's not sustainable, according to the ICFO, is the national office not having adequate money that with this current big deficit they're running, they're not going to be able to do their job, which is the job that supports all of Pacifica. Okay, was there somebody else with a question there?
No, this is Jeffrey. I'm saying I'm here, okay?
Oh, Jeffrey Stern is here. Okay, one second.
I'm sorry, R. Paul, but with my grandkids, I wanted to make sure I get better for this meeting, okay?
Okay, you're here. I hear you. Let me ask. Let me go down the list. All right, is Matt Mazza here?
Yes, here.
Matt Mazza is here. Is Serene Roberts here? Is James Sagerton back? James?
Yes,
here.
I'm here.
Okay. James Sagerton came back. Okay. All right.
I responded to the roll call. Did you not hear me?
Nope.
Perhaps I was muted.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Are you muted? But I guess you were, and now you're here. That's good. Okay. Glad you're here. All right. Okay. Let me ask... is Maria Skelton here at this point in time?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Hello, Maria Skelton. You're now a member of the committee. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I'm marking you as here, and okay, there you go. All right, so you're a committee member now. And, okay, moving on along here. Are there any other questions for the treasurer's report?
I have a follow-up to my previous question. This is Noel Jameson.
Yes. Does anybody else have one? No. Okay, Noel, go ahead.
If my understanding is correct, if the national office defaults or is declared insolvent, the affiliated stations are not legally separate entities. Is that correct?
I am not a lawyer, however. Yeah, Pacifica Foundation's one big thing. So now the deal is...
their collapse means that we collapse. So it's imperative that we support the system, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. It's not quite that precipitous. Remember, they've been in deficit before and for quite a while, and it's certainly something that can't keep going on. That at some point, as we all know, at some point there's not going to be enough money to do important stuff, and then what happens? I mean, I put the example before about payroll. If stations can't meet payroll, like if two stations can't meet payroll, what's going to happen, especially if the rest of Pacifica can't make up the payroll? Because what happens usually is when a station can't make payroll, it gets like a bridge loan out of other stations, sometimes from one station, sometimes a couple or three stations put some money together, and the national office puts it together and says, okay, that station's made its payroll, and then that station has to pay the other stations back. So that's what we do a lot in Pacifica. In terms of the national office, it's not like a separate entity. It's just, it's a part of it all. It's like... it's sort of like one of the stations not having enough money to meet its debts, but with the national office, the debts tend to be things like health insurance, pension payments, legal fees, there are legal fees, and those kinds of things that the national office does, and there's a whole list of them, and it's important stuff. So, I don't think anybody's going to just let things roll off the edge of the table right away, I think that there would be some kind of rearrangement really fast to try and meet absolutely vital expenses. But keeping on going like this is not going to work out forever.
Well, when you say rearrangements...
Okay, let's let Noel go, and then the
yeah,
other person.
I'm going to be done after this. When you say rearrangements, you have either cash, or you borrow, or you have revenues that exceed your expenses. When you refer to the national office, they don't. It isn't revenue above their expenses. It's the fees that the stations pay. So if the stations can't pay, and they can't pay, What are the viable options if they run out of cash?
Yeah, that's a question. What's the viable option if they run out of cash? We already, of course, have a big loan, and they're also paying the interest payments on that loan and keeping track of it. One of the important things is keeping track of stuff like that, because in the history of Pacifica, it has been known that some people have just not paid attention to things, and debts have come due, and it's been a problem because nobody paid them and nobody realized it. All right. So what would happen? I am not totally certain what would happen, but they already see there's a problem. So I think that things are going to be getting done to try and head off a really big problem. Although, again, in terms of sustainability, there's no time frame there. Is it unsustainable? Would there be a crisis in 6 months? Would there be a crisis in a year or 2 years? Or would there be a crisis 2 months from now?
If we hadn't gotten the PPP money, would there have been a crisis previously?
Maybe. Pacifica got a total of $2.4 million of what you call sky money, which is a good term, dropped on it in the past year. And so, you know, that helped a hell of a lot. And on the other hand, as one guy in the one guy who's a banker who's on the NFC pointed out, Pacifica has been negatively impacted by the pandemic, and the PPP money was there to deal with that, to try and compensate for that. So, you know, it is true that has really made a big difference. But maybe it really needed to, and, you know, so there are two different ways of looking at the PPP sky money. And, you know, somewhere between the two is probably where we fall right now. We deserved it. We were impacted by it. But we have to understand that we're not going to see that again.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, R. Paul. I greatly appreciate your insight, your analysis, and your experience with respect to this matter.
Okay. All right. One thing I'll point out, besides PPP, there was the emergency, what is it, EIDL?
IDL.
The Emergency Injury Disaster Loan. And I have a question in to the interim CFO regarding exactly what the story is with that. I have not gotten an official answer from the interim CFO yet, and we'll see how that works out, but I think we're not seeing that anytime soon. We had been told like a year ago or more that we were going to get $2 million out of that, but that hasn't happened. So, oh well. All right. Any other questions or anything on the Treasurer's report?
Mario.
Mario. Okay, Mario, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Correct me if I'm wrong, but something is telling me that Canna Foundation, who's this much in trouble and heading in that direction, turned to the government and asked for oversight to shrink and make cuts and save the organization and, you know, sell things off, crunch things down. Can they request oversight from the federal government to have an overseer to reorganize everything? Is that possible?
I don't think that is. But
time is up.
What you're sort of describing here is bankruptcy, and that's at a state level. And it would be done in California. In fact, some people have tried that already. The same people who ran, well, some of the same people who ran that bylaws thing past everybody and cost Pacifica a lot of money in that election, they snuck into L.A. and tried to put Pacifica into bankruptcy and give one of their friends the receivership. And they were thrown out of court.
Okay. Well, that should work that way.
Yeah.
They also didn't pay their bills or their taxes on a variety of different circumstances.
If there's no
over-profit funding...
Carrying for the staff.
We have a lot of people talking all at once here. And
still Mario here. I just wanted to make a final point. Yeah.
Okay.
If there's no oversight... Yes, thank you. If there's no oversight... somebody neutral who's not involved in any of these stations, somebody from state or federal, this thing is going by the way of the wind by 2022.
Okay, I guess you've delivered a prognostication there. Anybody?
Well,
else?
I did that a year ago. I said, watch what happens in 22. All right. Anyway, it's bad, bittersweet. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, how are we on time?
You're about a minute past 15.
Oh, okay, so we've run out of time.
Yeah,
all right, unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend, we're going to go to the next thing here.
By 5 minutes.
Okay.
Brett Hall on stack.
Did we agree to the 5 minutes?
All right, no. Okay, folks, I have to write stuff down. It takes more than 2 seconds. People speak faster than I can write. So that's what happens. So I've just written it down, and there is a motion to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. We are extended for 5 minutes right now. And, Mr. Timekeeper, I make it a 1939. Okay, is there... Okay, so is there anybody else who wants to, who has a question?
Robert.
Okay, Serene Roberts, anybody else?
Not all.
Okay, Serene Roberts and Bertold. Okay, Serene Roberts, go ahead.
I heard an NFC meeting, I don't think it was this week, it might have been 2 weeks ago or whenever, at which they were discussing income. And I'm wondering two things. One is whether the PPP money has been separated from the rest of the station's, quote, income for the past year. And if so, what the breakdown is for each station in terms of their money coming from donors and money coming through the PPP, because the stations with the biggest staff also got the biggest PPP money. So when you read out what they've, you know, the income they've generated, it seems like a lot of money. And I also know that at that call, someone asked, you know, what was happening at KPFA that would cause such large amounts to be donated. And the treasurer there said, something like the brilliance of the manager or something like that. And then the board chair, the PNB chair, rather foolishly said, I thought, well, you know, I know people who don't think he's so brilliant or something to that effect, which is a good way to get a lawsuit. But I'm wondering whether, in fact, stations are being monitored with regard to what they're supposed to be doing with major donors. You know, money's coming from major donors where 30% of that is supposed to be going towards the PPP principal payment or pay down.
Okay. To answer the first part, yes, the PPP money is being separated from the rest of the revenue. For all of Pacifica, it's being listed as miscellaneous income. Let me absolutely check on that. And yes, miscellaneous / other income. And so that's being separated out. The breakdown for each station, I don't have that right in front of me. I have it somewhere. I can send that to the committee, all right? I will send that to the committee when I look it up because I can't spend the time looking for it right now, but that's what we'll get. And, okay, and the other thing was comment. All right, so that answers the question?
No, the other thing was a question about whether or not anyone is monitoring whether the 30% of major donations are in fact being sent to the national office for pay down of the principal as instructed what, in 2020 or something.
Okay. The I'm not 100% sure on this. And let me think a second. I know it's been mentioned. I don't know how closely it's watched. It is getting watched. And the interim CFO and others are aware of it. I know that it is at least somewhat getting watched. Is it perfectly getting watched? I don't know.
Well, for BAI, they receive 100% of the request. So I believe they took some of it and they paid part of the loan. And the other ones, they did whatever they needed to do with.
Okay.
Well, that's because we were backed up in central service payments. It's not that they, quote, took 100%. They got 100% because they got the 30% that was to go towards the pay down, and the rest of it was because we were so backed up.
30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. All I can say is I know that they've been watching it, and it's been commented on, and I don't know if there's been a real accounting about that. As I said at the start of this stuff, the NFC has been really taken up a lot with the KPFK crisis. So spent a lot of time on that. Okay.
I have a question.
All right, hold on a second.
Can I move to extend 5 minutes up, Paul? I want to hear Berto.
Okay, 1 second. So, De Palma, let's see, extend what, 5 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for another 5 minutes at this time? Hearing none, we're extended. I make it 1945.
Question
L.
It's Berto.
All right. Hold on, folks. All right. I think Berthold is next, isn't he? Yeah.
I wanted to extend it for 10 minutes rather than doing 5 and then doing 5, because I did hear a voice after Berthold.
Yes, and my...
Well, I said... excuse me, but I said question before Berthold.
Who is this?
This is L.
L. Okay, just
actually,
L.
Do I had asked the other...
Okay, let's do this. Berthold next, then L. Anybody else for the stack?
Yes, my add on the stack, please.
Anybody else?
You can extend 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay, we're you know. Anybody else?
James.
James Sagerton. Anybody else for this thing? pardon me. I have 4 people, so why don't we leave it at that for the moment? And is there a moat? If a lot of people talk at once, it's really going to be hard. It's going to be really difficult if you talk over me while I'm trying to run things. All right, so we have an extension for 5 minutes. And why don't we make it that it's starting right now? And how about we see how we go in these 5 minutes and then add 5 minutes later, all right?
Okay.
Berthold Reimers, go ahead.
I pass. I'll go on my way.
You pass. Okay. Next, L.
Question. In regards to the monitoring of how the funds are being paid in regards to the PPP, I believe you said, funds. Is there any type of penalty, or is there a requirement, a limitation on time in which the reports should be submitted from various stations in regards to this matter? If not, why not? Instead of going, you know, from one time period to a next time period, and no one has to adhere to anything because there's no penalty, there's no ruling stating that it must be submitted by a certain time. In other words, if your manager of various stations have a job and they don't perform it, are they being critiqued in any fashion?
Okay. I think there might be a misapprehension here. The PPP money, we've got it. It's been forgiven. The whole issue was, would it be forgiven? It was. Pacifica dotted the I's, crossed the T's, did everything right, spent the money in precisely the way that it had to be spent to get it 100% forgiven. So we got $2.4 million out of the PPP thing. And that's it. We're done. All right.
Okay. What? In regards to the shortage, you state that many stations will report, and if it does, it's going to be a dire situation. Okay. Now, is that whose responsibility is that, and what the PP money can could or can it be used for other things, various obligations? You said it was spent correctly.
All right. Yeah.
So then, what is the shortage? Why is there a shortage? Who's responsible for reporting the shortage? Is there a time in which the shortage should have been addressed?
All right. In terms of shortages,
it reaches such a dire state.
Yeah. Again, the PPP stuff is over. And what it did was, by paying payroll, it allowed the stations to use the money they would try to raise for payroll to pay other things that they needed to pay. Now, in terms of shortages, it's shortages plural. If you're talking about the thing with the $610,000 that the national office is short, well, in that case, that is mostly a problem with the stations not paying central services fees. And that's been a chronic problem for a while. Who's responsible for that? Well, it's a combination of the interim executive director and the general managers of the radio stations, because they're supposed to pony up the money. And if they don't, you know, it's not there. And the interim executive director, I guess, needs to be on them about that a lot. And I believe that the interim executive director probably is on them rather a bit. Okay?
Follow-up from Noel.
I've got some people. I've got people ahead.
Okay.
Let me put you on our stack again. And
Mario on the stack with Noel, please.
Who's this?
Mario.
Mario. Going to need to extend a lot more here. All right, so the next piece person I have is that Anita Hawkins? Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
And for purposes of security, because I take on some issues at VAI that are very sensitive, and put me in a situation where I've been physically threatened and other types of harassment. So I like to go by the name MAAT, M-A-A-T, Mother of Truth, Justice, Balance, and Right. I'd like first a point of clarification around
30 seconds.
NSC that you use. And my question is, as to a breakdown of the distribution, well, first of all, the term, the year's term, when it began and when it ended, of the 2.4, a breakdown to the stations, and a breakdown specifically of WBI spending of the PPP. I know payroll was mentioned, but is this a document that would be available?
Okay. Breakdown of distribution. The stations, well, first of all, it was a loan. So the stations got the loan. And then it was forgiven, each of them forgiven separately, because there were two of them. And so one of them was forgiven in November of last year, and the other one was forgiven. I'm trying to find it right here. The other one was forgiven in, was it March, I think? Something like that. Earlier this year, the second one was forgiven. And what it specifically went for, it went for payroll, mostly, and probably some other allowed things. I don't know every last bit of it. I have not seen a separate breakout for what the PPP money went to other than the payroll. And there may not be such a breakout. I don't know. Okay?
We're going to have to move to extend another five.
All right.
Well, I think that is something that should be, my idea, that should be pursued in terms of not just generally speaking of payroll, but that how much did BAI get and how was it spent? That is in some document. So
okay, I can tell you that in a second, but first we got to decide, are we extending this? The motion is to extend for another 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending for another 5 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended,
yes,
and
yes.
Mr. Timekeeper,
yes.
I make it
Hello,
1953.
Can you hear me? Hello, can anyone
Who's this?
Hear me?
Yes.
This is Serene Roberts. We should extend for 10 minutes and get the people done instead of wasting time extending every 5 minutes. There are like three other people on the staff.
So are you making it a... Okay, so we're not...
Yes, can
the are you
question,
making an
okay.
amendment to make it 10 minutes?
Yes, as I did... about 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
I object.
Okay. Make it 10 minutes. Okay. So, all right. So we have. Hold on.
10 minutes.
Oh God. Hold on a second. We're not doing anything yet. Okay, so we now have an amendment to make it 10 minutes. All right, so what we will do is I heard an objection. I heard an objection, right? There's an objection?
Correct.
Okay, that's correct. There's an objection. And so what we do is we go to a vote. And first we will vote on the amendment to make it 10 minutes. If that passes, then that becomes the main motion, and we vote on that again. If it fails, then we go to a vote on 5 minutes. All right. So let me get this together, and...
We'll be voting on 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, we're voting on 10 minutes right now. Okay, the motion is to, the amendment is to amend the time to be 10 minutes instead of 5 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
I'll abstain.
Abstain. William Heerwagon.
Yes.
William Heerwagon? I'll come back. Noel Jameson.
Yes.
Pat Logan.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Matt Mazza.
Yes.
Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Bertold Reimers. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey Stern. No reply. I'll come back. Neil Voss. Neil Voss.
Jesus.
No reply. I'll come back. Michael D.D. White.
Nope.
No. And let me put in someone new right here. And okay, 1 second. Okay, and Maria Skelton.
I abstain, and thank you.
Okay, abstain. Okay, going back, William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Yes. R. Paul Martin, abstain. Jeffrey Stern. I don't hear him. Maybe he's on mute. Neil Voss. Neil Voss. Nothing. Okay. 6-4, 2 against, 4 abstentions, and so that passes. Now we go on to making that the main motion, and so is there any objection to making it to a 10 minute extension of time?
No.
Hearing none, I'm going to mark that as passed without objection. And the time at this point is 1958, Mr. Timekeeper. Okay. Let me go back to my list. James Sagerton, you're next.
Thank you, R. Paul. Bertol, or perhaps you can correct me on this if I don't recall it correctly, but because WBAI has one of the smaller staffs among the stations, I think we got about $78,000 in PPP money, which was mostly designated to pay for salary. It was distributed based on how many employees each station had. So I think we got about $78,000.
James, could I interrupt?
Yes.
We got about 94 each time. We got 94,
okay. Yeah.
And then we got 94 more.
Okay, I was talking about the second time, so that's good. Thank you for the correction. And as was stated previously, it originally was a loan, and by complying with the requirements of the program, it was later forgiven and became income. So it's now considered income. And as far as the accounting for the what was stated as the 30% of windfall income that comes to stations that's supposed to go to the FJC loan, it's actually 30% for the stations. It's 50% for windfall income that comes to the national office. And I specifically asked the ICFO if there was accounting on that they had available for us, and she said no, because the national office has not provided them with the information that they need to properly record accounting on that matter. And that kind of goes along with a number of requests for information that have sort of disappeared into a black hole of the national office, which would be documents, other requests for information that we just don't seem to be able to get. I'll go right to the other, a little bit of misinformation that was dropped about something that occurred on the National Finance Committee. When the chair of the board, our own Alex Steinberg, attended the meeting, he asked a question of the treasurer of KPFA about a sudden increase this year of over $900,000 in their listener donations. And the treasurer of KPFA, instead of describing where that extra income had suddenly come from, launched into a pronouncement about the wonderfulness of the general manager of KPFA, rather, and that that was a result of his wonderfulness. And the chair of the board, Alex, pointed out to her that that was not really an adequate explanation. He was trying to find out what they did that was different, what had changed. It clearly could not just be the general manager, because he's been there for several years, and this is a sudden increase of almost $1 million in the listener donation. So we're trying to drill down into exactly where that money came from, with one obvious result that maybe some of the other stations could learn what's being done there that would result in such an increase, or perhaps find some other explanation for where that money suddenly appeared from in the listener donation category. And the chair of the board, Alex Steinberg, merely pointed out that the wonderfulness of the chair was not an adequate explanation, again, not just because he was has been there for years, but also because others might say he's not so wonderful, and that wouldn't be an explanation either. So even if there was a loss, that would have been an adequate explanation. We were looking for some real information about where that money came from. So there was absolutely nothing inappropriate or any danger of lawsuits coming out of those that exchange between the people on the NFC. And I will just let it go at that for now.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Next we have Noel. Noel, go ahead.
Yes. My apologies for not knowing the name of the honorable lady who brought up the original issue of accountability with respect to the budget, more specifically surpluses and deficits. But she highlighted, in my opinion, a very important structural issue with respect to Pacifica and all the affiliated stations. The fact that you can have a deficit or you can have a surplus, and when it's a surplus, everyone cheers from the station that has the surplus, our money. When it's a deficit, the cheer or the cry is, help us. There seems to be little accountability between the results, meaning the variance from the budget and the a surplus and a deficit. And the question, I believe, was not answered sufficiently for her or to her with respect to this ongoing issue of accountability, budgets, and what happens. Money falling from the sky is not a sustainable model. And that issue she raised highlights that, in my opinion. Thank you.
Okay. Next, we have Mario.
Yes.
Mario, go ahead.
Okay. It's a statement and maybe an oral question at the same time. I keep hearing we're going to get grants, so we're going to go for money. But with all this dysfunction and you're spiraling down, I don't see ducks in a row and it's too much politics that you're even going to get any grants. There's so much shenanigans going on, to say the least, and inappropriate things and unaccountable things, things that are going against that would qualify. One station might have a problem. Another station has another problem. I don't know how grants are going to be qualify for grants. So what I see is maybe cutting back and cutting back and broadcasting. Maybe we wind up losing three stations. Maybe keep New York and keep Berkeley, and the rest get broadcast remotely. You have to cut back your salaries if you're not making money. Everybody keeps thinking about these grants. They're not coming. You're not going to get grants with all the shenanigans going on. It's not happening. You can keep talking about it and talking about it and talk about agreements with MNN that has to go to a national vote. It's just a waste of time. Nobody wants to account for the fact that there's so many shenanigans going on. You ain't getting any grants. There's so many people policing this now. We'll report things that are so egregious.
2 minute warning.
Okay, that's it.
All right. That is our little list of people that I took there. And Mario, in terms of if people have already suggested getting rid of some stations, and guess
not
which
getting rid of, not getting rid of,
Mario.
No,
yeah,
not selling. Not selling.
Mario,
yeah,
please don't speak over me. Let's
no, no, I said not selling. Me. I didn't say sell. I didn't say sell.
Mario, let's not speak over each other.
All right, sorry.
Yes, I'm letting you know that your scenario where some stations are still broadcasting and others aren't, well, a whole lot of people have been after WBAI for a while to sell it. Now, that's the reality. We've seen it, and there it is. Okay. Anybody else? How much time do we have?
In 45 seconds.
Under 1 minute.
Under 1 minute. Somebody want to do under 1 minute?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I don't always agree with Mario, but I think he has something there. It's relative to a public comment to the LSB, which there is a contingent that will be proceeding. Unsure about Lydia Brazan, although Poynter said to have lifted up that, but to the IG of the CPB, California Attorney General, New York State Attorney General, XL. So that is real. That is real. Shenanigans going on with no possibility to resolve and with in front of your face. So that's my comment.
Sounds like you're going to have Bill Krasner arrested there, Paul.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Time's up.
Carolyn, before we go to the next item, let me ask, let me state, this is a WBAI local station board, local finance committee meeting, and by the rules, nobody has to identify themselves if they're on this call. However, if people want to become members, then they do, in fact, need to say that they are here and give a real name. So is there anybody here who is not a member right now who wants to become a member and wants to give us their name?
Yes, it's Myat, and you can put my legal name connected to it, but in
has
terms
to be.
Of the way
right.
So that I can be secure.
Okay,
that's how
so you're there. Anybody else? Okay, hearing none, we're going to move on here.
Hello?
Yes, who's this? Yes?
This is Elle, and you have my legal name.
I have no idea who you are.
Oh. no problem. Laura. Elle.
What?
Wiggins.
Wiggins. Laura Wiggins.
No.
W-I-G-G-E-N-S?
Elle.
Laura Elle Wiggins.
Thank you.
W-I-G-G-E-N-S?
W-I-G-G-I-N-S.
I-N-S.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Hearing nobody else, we're going to go on. Okay. Somebody just, what? What was that?
Time for the next step.
Yes. That's what I'm doing.